The confrontation between the National Park Service and the Pilgrim family near McCarthy has captured attention well beyond Alaska's borders. Now a controversial property rights advocate is coming to Alaska to organize local activists. APRN's Gabriel Spitzer reports.
Chuck Cushman has been at the fight for almost 30 years. All over the country, he's helped organize campaigns to advocate for property owners, inholders, and others who use federal lands. Most often, that has pitted him against the National Park Service, the Forest Service, and other agencies that manage public lands. Lately, he's taken a keen interest in the ordeal of the Pilgrims, the 19-member family crusading for road access to their plot of land inside Wrangell-St. Elias National Park. In the midst of that conflict, Cushman is coming to Alaska to help organize Residents of the Wrangells, a coalition of property holders around the park.
The issue in the Wrangells now is access, and it's been, for the last 20 years, it's been access. The Park Service is basically a scofflaw. Their view is nobody has access unless they get a permit from the Park Service, and they do everything they can to make it more difficult, more costly, to drive landowners out. This, of course, is important to other landowners in other parts of the country.
Cushman, head of the American Land Rights Association, says the Park Service has a long history of making life difficult for legitimate property owners.
The Park Service thinks it's a great agency because it manages great places. It gets confused. Great agencies are agencies that are respectful of people, that work with communities. That's not what this agency is and not what they do.
Cushman has been quite effective in many of his fights, from Yosemite National Park to the Appalachians. But many say what he's really done is turn honest disagreements into all-out brawls.
Chuck Cushman's nickname is Render Riot.
Jeff Rook is the executive director of Public Employees for Environmental Responsibility in Washington, D.C.
What he's known for is coming in and basically stirring up people so that public meetings turn into kind of bully fests. And what this is about is certainly the complete opposite of reasoned dialogue. It's about demonization.
Rook cites a letter that the American Land Rights Association recently sent out to its membership. It contained instructions on how to respond to a Washington Post article on the Pilgrims, which Cushman's organization perceived as biased toward the Park Service. The letter reads, in part, quote, attack the personal actions and backgrounds of park employees and superintendents. Damage their credibility like the Pilgrims are being damaged. This is nasty and personal, but it works. Again, Jeff Rook.
These groups think that they can treat public employees as punching bags because the public employees really can't fight back. They're limited by what their job duties are, and they're just trying to do their job. But the idea is to put pressure on them by all means, fair and foul.
The letter goes on to tell members that they should focus their responses on attacking what it calls the real enemy, the Park Service, rather than defending the Pilgrims. Rook interprets that as evidence that Cushman's support of the Pilgrims is disingenuous. On Saturday, Cushman and others will be heading to Glen Allen for a 2 p.m. meeting at the Caribou Restaurant. He says the meeting will not specifically be about the Pilgrims. Rather, they hope to establish Residents of the Wrangells as a bulwark against the Park Service for years to come. In Anchorage, I'm Gabriel Spitzer.